ओम शांति। 13th January 1978, whilst meeting with groups, Baba had said, souls who constantly remain absorbed in the love of one father and none other remain safe from every type of attack from Maya. When bombs are dropped during a war, everyone remains underground so that they are not harmed or affected by the bombs. So too, when you remain absorbed in love, you remain safe from Maya and from the vibrations of the world. You will remain constantly safe. Maya will not have the courage to attack you. Remain absorbed in love. This is your means of safety. So this is what Baba said in 78. As I was reading this, I was thinking, Baba said and gave this example, when bombs are dropped, what do? They go underground and they remain safe, and this becomes the means of safety for them. In the similar manner, many animals, rodents, bears, they also go into the stage of dormancy. All the endotherms, those who maintain their temperature as per the ambient temperature, they also go underground. And that period of going underground is known as hibernation. So we'll discuss something about spiritual hibernation. So what is spiritual hibernation? Baba said, whenever there is upheaval, somebody who is lost in love, lagan me magan, he is the one who gets saved. So many spiritualists down the ages have talked about this term, spiritual hibernation. Hibernation is usually during the winter season, and in this phase the animal conserves the energy. When it is said that it would get insufficient food, so it's a stage of storage. Can there be something called spiritual hibernation also? And is there any need to go underground? Is there any need to go incognito? Is there any need to get hidden from the eyes of the world and to go within, because some work is to be done which is yet undone? This period of spiritual hibernation, some of the spiritualists have called it divine rest, and they say that this divine rest has got four components. One is release, second is empty, third is surrender, and fourth is trust. So these are the four components of the divine rest. All those yogis, all those aspirants, all those sadhaks, votary of spirituality, walking on this path of spirituality, the path is rugged, this path is steep, the path is long. So sometimes one should undergo this period, which is known as divine rest. Recently in Sundays of Vyakta Murli, Baba had used the word refresh. Refresh means? No. What is refresh? In Sunday's Murli, Baba had used this word refresh. So many definitions. Refresh means to be powerful. Refresh means to be my lighthouse. Refresh means to be my house. Refresh means to be successful. Refresh means to be knowledgeful. So these were some of the definitions of the word refresh. Spiritual re-engineering. Spiritual renovation. Spiritual remodification. Spiritual reformation. Spiritual rejuvenation. So, everybody needs the period of divine rest. And Baba said, you come to Madhuvan, and this is one of the phase where you should go into divine rest. This is the means to become refreshed. So, divine hibernation or spiritual hibernation. Hibernation means person doesn't have any contact with the outside world. Hibernation means person is absolutely isolated from all the upheavals, from all the commotion, din and clamor of this world. Person enters into the period of silence and solitude and introversion. These are the three divine words in spirituality. And without them, to have deeper spiritual experiences, it's impossible. So, the first thing in the divine rest is release. What to release? What to release? Stress. All the pent-up emotions which are repressed, suppressed, pent-up desires. They all should be released from this Pandora's box of conscience. It's so many. There are so many emotions which are within us. It's a period of spiritual catharsis. In psychology, catharsis means laxation. Like laxatives are given for constipation. They are known as cathartics. So catharsis means release of all the emotions. Release of all those toxic, dangerous, pernicious emotions which are there within us and are causing us subtle agony, anguish. In psychology, a counselor is there. And the person sits and the counselor extracts all the information. And the person, for example, who is in depression or stressed, he keeps on narrating. And in that process of relating the inner history of consciousness, the person is relieved of stress. So the first thing that should be done is release. And this release should be done in front of this Supreme Counselor. And Baba is the Supreme Counselor. He is the Divine Counselor. He is the Ultimate Counselor. Nobody can understand us better than Him. Nobody can understand those subtle emotions, those subtle feelings, which are buried down within us, and they need release. So until and unless the pent up emotions are released, there is no divine rest. Because these emotions are causing havoc within us. They suddenly arise, a feeling of jealousy, a feeling of anger, a feeling of hatred for somebody, a feeling of deep-seated passion. And we thought we are totally established in purity. But they are within us. And they are giving us pain bit by bit. Yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba said, for half the kalpa, you drank poison and you became unhappy. At least now give up. Release the suppressed emotions, suppressed passions, suppressed desires in front of Baba. And then judge whether these desires or emotions or feelings are they beneficial or harmful to the spiritual life. If they are harmful, reject them, throw them, dump them. If they are really beneficial, nurture them, nourish them, preserve them, conserve them, let them increase, foster them. So the first process is release of emotions. We see spiritualists down the ages, they suffer from this repression, suppression. Because, for example, a mother is there who has come in Gyan and she is very strong and she fought with everything in her family to maintain the dharanas, and suddenly her husband dies. And now it is expected in the Brahmin family or as a yogi that she should not cry, because if she cries, she becomes a weak yogi. But now she wants to cry, but because of this outside pressure, she can't. So there is a suppression there, and that those tears get suppressed, and then in some moments they will come out. It's better that she should have cried. Crying is a release phenomenon, though it comes in Murli that you should never cry, but crying is a release phenomenon. Cry it out. Let the tears come out. It's better. That is another thing, that you have reached such a stage that there is no suppression. That's why there is no suppression of tears. There are no tears at all. You are already destroyer of all the attachment, nashto moha. So there is no question of crying. But when there is a subtle attachment and then you suppress, and what the Brahmin family will say, what will happen to my yogi status? So that time, so when you enter the period of spiritual hibernation, Madhuban is the best place for spiritual hibernation. Madhuban is the best place for divine rest, for refreshment. So one should do this work. Divine release emotions. Talk in front of him. The best yoga is sometimes not going in Paramdham or not going in the subtle world, but just heart to heart chat, chit chat, talk, conversation with Baba. Just telling him everything, whatever that has happened. Just narrating that he is sitting and you are narrating. This happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened. Simply telling him will unburden the mind, will unload the heart, will transform the inner conscience. The second phase in divine rest or spiritual hibernation is empty. Here it happens by letting go of the past, release. How does the emptying happens? These are very much related to each other, but still they are little different. One is we are releasing the pent up emotions which are suppressed. Empty is we are emptying our heart, all the feelings. It's not necessarily that they are suppressed, but total emptying. Nothing is filled. Now let him fill his love, his knowledge into the vessel of heart. Remove everything which is there, all the dirt, all the vices and everything. Let the new thing come. Let the new wine enter into the vessel, into the container, into this glass of heart. So, when you want to empty, here also one of the best ways is to write write down everything, write a letter and tell everything, this is there. There's no in particular something to say, but you are just narrating. You are emptying the heart in front of somebody whom you trust, whom you feel is your own, with from whom you have nothing to hide. And God is the only person whom we can candidly tell everything. We need not to hide anything. We need not to keep anything hidden from Him. Because He is the only one in this, on this planet Earth, who understands us. All others may misunderstand. Even counselors may misunderstand. Even your bosom and the best friend may misunderstand you. We think that this person knows me or understands me, but not necessarily. Or they might deceive you at a particular point of time. So this is a process of emptying oneself fully. The more empty we become, the we become lighter. And we will be able to fly. So, the second phase of divine hibernation is emptying. The third phase is total surrender. Surrender word is a totally unpalatable word for some people. Undigestible, indigestible and unpalatable. The word surrender has many different meanings. In the Western world, it means to accept defeat. It means to accept defeat. Like Japan surrendered. It means it accepted defeat. No more. Enough of this Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We can't bear anymore. That is a total surrender. It means to accept defeat. But in the path of spirituality, it doesn't mean to accept defeat. Here, one totally offers himself or herself at the altar of the divine yajna or sacrificial fire is the self-offering, is the self-dedication, is the self-surrender, is the laying down of oneself, one's life, in front of that supreme power, higher power, whom we feel that power will protect us, whom we feel that is our everything, not even the expectation that the power will protect me, but outflowing of the love. The love has increased to such an extent, now it cannot remain independent. But the river, the meandering river, wants to merge into the ocean. So, the third phase of spiritual hibernation is surrender. Surrender of the mind, surrender of the intellect, surrender of the sanskar, surrender of the body, surrender of the wealth, surrender of the ideas, opinions, surrender of the intentions, surrender of the pursuits, surrender of the ambitions, surrender of the deepest innermost desires. Because he understands better. We do not understand. Yesterday Sakar Murli, one idiom had come. Man proposes and God disposes. Nar chahat kuch aur. It is his planning. Man proposes many things. Man thinks of many intentions, this and that, and I will do the here. But his planning is entirely different. The divine planning. What is the divine planning of God in my life? So, in divine hibernation, in spiritual hibernation, one surrenders. In the path of Bhakti Mag, they do prostration. What is that known as? Sashtang Dandavat. All the eight places of the body. Sashtang. Sasht. Eight. They should touch the ground. That means all the eight different tendencies or attitudes. Or I am this or I am that. That everything should lie prostrate in front of him. Because he is the supreme. This is the act of divine love. Where one surrenders internally. So, in the phase of divine rest, the third is surrender. And the last is trust him fully. Now wait. Now see what touchings he give. Now hear his voice, his divine voice, his whisperings, the spiritual whisperings, the divine whisperings. Because when you are empty and when everything is released and total surrender, and then complete trust happens. Now he is the only one. Only one strength and one support. All the outside layers are gone. You know, there is a very beautiful story. And in that story, one man opens the shop of fish. One man opens the shop and he writes, fresh fish are sold here. One man opens a shop and in that shop he writes, fresh fish are sold here. The plural of fish is fish. Sometimes they say fishes. But most of the time it is fish. But sometimes fishes also. So the one lady comes and she says, fresh fish means you also sell stale fish also. He says, it's right. Why to write unnecessary fresh fish are sold here? It means, do you also sell stale fish? So he removes the word fresh. Next day another man comes. He says, here means you also sell it somewhere else also. What is the need of writing here? So he removes the word here. The third day one old lady comes and she says, sold means do you also give free? He removes the word sold. Then only one word is there, fish on the board. Another man comes, he says, what is the need of writing? I can smell that fishes are here. There is no need of writing fish. So he removes the word fish. Now only board is there. And then another man comes and he says, why are you putting the board unnecessary? It is obstructing the light. Remove it. So everything is removed. The path of spirituality is a journey towards zero. Remove everything. Vices, waste, negative. Everything that is amalgamation, everything that is alloy, everything that is mixture, adulteration. To remove everything, 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 and nothing should remain at the end. Even the board is not needed. That is spirituality. So, what Baba said in this Murli, it's Murli from 13th January 98. Beautiful example. When bombs are dropped during the war, everyone remains underground so that they are not harmed or affected by the bombs. So too, when you remain absorbed in love, you will remain safe from Maya and from the vibrations of the world. So you will remain constantly safe. Maya will not have the courage to attack you. Remain absorbed in love. This is your means of safety. So in the path of spirituality, in between, one should enter into the phase of divine hibernation. Divine rest, spiritual hibernation. Cut off from the digital world for some time. For some time. At least when people or Brahmins, when they come in Madhuban, they should try to remain as offline as possible. As much offline as possible. So that you can remain connected with the one who is always online with us. The Divine Father. So this is in short something about divine rest of Shanti.